Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Switched for the moment south of Rio to Sao Paulo. It was here that another of the six scientists had met his death 3 days previously. And once again, Sir Giles and I suspected that the mysterious Charco must have been at work ahead of us. But it seemed that the French-Italian dancer, Faye Carilli, and Hetty Fitzhenry, the red-headed American bird painter, had also stolen a march. We located Hetty at a smart night spot, the Golden Eagle. She acted in a strangely hostile fashion to me. And when I asked why she had her sketchbook at this place, she told me that I would find out presently. I returned to Sir Giles. The band struck up and a floor show commenced. Out came dancers dressed in the fearsome masks and brilliant feather costumes of the old Aztecs of Central America. That was perhaps one answer to Hetty's presence and sketchbook. But there was another answer. The precise whereabouts of Faye Carilli. As the floor show ended, Sir Giles had his doubts, but I was certain.
An amazing spectacle, Carson. But how can you be so sure that the leading dancer was Mademoiselle Carilli?
I keep telling you, Sir Giles. Her legs.
Well, I must admit that I'm not as well acquainted with them as yourself, however.
No question, sir. I've seen Faye dance dozens of times. Could never mistake them.
You should know, old chap. But it's so dashed bewildering.
It is, rather.
What is she doing here?
What's Hetty doing?
They're trying to make out she's drowning a broken heart, or so she told you.
So?
Or perhaps sketching these flamboyant costumes we've just seen.
Well, that would be a good excuse, sir.
Exactly.
But there's still something more.
By Jove, there is. You know, Carson, this is fast becoming the most amazing assignment upon which I've been engaged in 20 years in these parts.
It certainly is the most important.
Yes. A death ray. Makes me shudder merely to think of it. But can we make anything of the situation?
I think so, sir.
Then do go ahead. If I had a jolly hangover, my mind wouldn't be so befuddled.
Well, sir, Hetty might be here to watch Faye.
Yes, quite a possibility. But what is Mademoiselle Carilli doing here?
She's watching someone else.
And that someone?
Either a member of the staff of this place, or a client.
Well, a distinct possibility. But who?
Well, once again, that sinister name pops up. Charco.
The blighter.
If past efforts are any indication, he was responsible for the sudden death of Martin Schroeder 3 days ago.
Granted.
So it's possible that he's still in town.
Even here at this moment?
Why not?
If only we could get a glimpse of him. We know something of his appearance.
Sir, smallish, dark, devilish.
Well, Carson, as I cast my eyes around this place, I see quite a number of fellows who could fit the description.
Sir.
How dashed frustrating it is. As you say, old chap, where to? Surely not to your bird painting friend to be scolded once again.
No, sir. Backstage, dressing room.
But
to see Faye.
Oh, yes. Yes, old chap. But do watch yourself.
No, don't worry, sir. I'm not alone.
Oh, then I'm to go.
I suggest you wait, sir. Keep an eye on Miss Fitzhenry.
You have your pipes.
So?
Well, I haven't your high regard for them, I fear. Especially after your recent purchase from Miss Helena Jensen and the somewhat distressing results.
All pipes in pocket, tried and true, sir.
Good.
But I'll leave you to it. Anxious to hear what Faye's got to say for herself. Besides, I had something to say to Faye. The last we'd heard of her was a phone call to Sir Giles in Rio. A call that saved myself, Angelo, and our gruff pilot, Herman Nagel, from a sticky end in midair. A couple of bombs had been planted on the seaplane, and but for Faye's timely warning, bomb number two would have written finis to the career of yet another undercover man. Anyway, I took a header through the kitchen of the Golden Eagle, then out to a corridor. I could hear the chatter of female voices behind the closed doors. I was wondering where to knock when I felt a tap on my shoulder.
You seek someone, Ciro?
Yes, old chap, but I see you know I'm English.
That was apparent in your remark as you hastened through the kitchen but a few moments ago.
I made some remark, you said?
Indeed, you said, hold tight, fellas.
I did, eh?
You were amusing yourself, perhaps.
No, I have definite purpose.
Ah, then you are looking for someone.
Sir. Mademoiselle Carelli.
Mademoiselle Carelli?
Faye Carelli. Dancer, no?
But I fear I do not know.
It seems you don't know what goes on around this place.
Senor, of all concern, I should be the best informed upon what goes on.
How so?
I am merely the manager of the Golden Eagle.
Oh.
And I assure you, Senor, that you will find no one here by the name of Mademoiselle Faye Carelli.
Odd.
It is indeed most odd that you should be prowling in this part of the establishment.
Steady on.
Senor, I must ask you...
Steady, I said. There's something odd, all right. Who was that leading dancer in that Aztec sacrificial dance?
Senor, it is not the policy of the Golden Eagle to reveal the names of the dancers. They must be protected from the marauding male.
Oh, understood. Howsoever,
you will go, Senor.
If you don't mind, old chap, I've rather made up my mind to see your leading dancer.
That will not be possible.
Now, do unhand me, old fellow. The saying is...
I am escorting you out.
Oh, no, you're not.
You anger me, Senor.
Feelings mutual, old chap. Afraid this must be done. Yes, caught you, my friend. Now, I'll just lie you on passage floor for bye-bye. Like so. Well, now, to investigate. Try this door first. Oh, pardon me, girls. Wrong door. Clumsy of me. Howsoever, try another. Mind if I come in?
Monsieur Bruce.
So, and I'm in.
Who allowed you in?
I allowed myself.
But I tell Raoul that I am not to be disturbed, especially by you.
Is this Raoul, a rather well-built fellow, 40-ish, rather fair?
Oui, that is Raoul.
Well, I had to deal with him.
What you do with your pipes this time?
I'm afraid I didn't use anything that smokes. No, it is rather bruised.
You use feast?
So, such was my determination to see you, my dear.
You stop that, my dear. I have nothing to do with you.
Well, it's fair. The chappie wouldn't let me see you.
And why? Because, as I tell you, I say I wish to see you never.
What is it about this place that turns women into harpies?
You end up, you play the harpy if you're not careful, Monsieur Carson.
Oh, Monsieur Carson now, eh?
From now on, always. That is, if I ever see you again. Now you will go.
But, Faye, we've a few things to talk over. Back in Rio...
Back in Rio was another life. I make the mistake ever to have anything connected with you.
No regrets myself. Howsoever, when I spotted those lovely legs, I knew at once who it was. But why'd you vanish so suddenly from Rio and the white tulip? Mine host, Rilliana, is frantic, to say nothing of himself.
Senor Alana suffer very much from imagination. And you also, Senor, if you think I care at all for you.
Past means nothing, eh?
Nothing, monsieur. And many times I say things which I not mean.
For any special reason?
Because I am like the cat. It pleases me to play with the man.
I see.
So, you will go.
Oh, but fair.
Go!
Not until we've sorted out a thing or two.
You will raise your hand, Senor.
Seems I didn't do the job I thought.
Now, my friend, we have more than a score to settle.
No.
This man strikes me, Senorita.
Oui, I understand. But I desire that he will go at once. I wish to be rid of him for always. That is what I wish. He will go, and he will never enter the Golden Eagle again.
He will never, I assure you of that. You have your liberty, Senor. Make good use of it.
Considering the circumstances, I made very prompt use of it. Sir Giles tried to tell me that Hetty Fitzhenry had left, but a certain urgency in my manner told the old boy that it might be judicious for us to leave. We had words outside with Angelo and left him to continue his investigations. We returned to Sir Giles' Sao Paulo flat to sort things out.
By Jove, Carson, I can do with this drink.
Yes, me too, sir. Well, cheers.
Good health, my boy. Well, it's quite a monkey puzzle, eh?
Yes, it is, sir, most.
Who was this Raoul fellow?
No idea, sir, beyond the fact that he manages the Golden Eagle.
And Mademoiselle Carelli also gives you the brush off, as the saying was in my younger days.
And so, sir.
Coming right on top of similar treatment by Miss Fitzhenry, you must find it somewhat disconcerting.
Most. It is a blow to the ego, as you seem to think, Sir Giles. But, what's behind it?
Oh, yes, Carson, forgive me. No time for liberty.
They both disappear from Rio, and they both more or less disown me.
It strikes me as being more than the ordinary whims of a female. Much more.
Oh, yes.
Hello, this might be Angelo.
You want me to...
No, old fellow, I'll attend to it.
Hello?
Monsieur Sir Giles?
Well, upon my soul, your dancer friend. Take it, old man.
Fay? Incredible.
Monsieur Sir Giles?
Monsieur Carson, here?
Yeah? Oh, no, no, Monsieur Bru. Please forgive me. I carry on terrible at the Golden Eagle. But I think all the things. I am wrong. Meet me, Monsieur Bruce. Permit me to demonstrate my sorrow. Oh, I am nasty and unkind. Please meet me at once.
No. Steady on, Fay. First, how the blazes did you know where to find me?
I not know where. But I am told where to find Monsieur Sir Giles, so I ring.
Ah, I see.
But meet me. There is so much to talk about.
You can say that again. But where?
Almost at once. At the front of the building of the flat.
You mean this front?
Of course, silly. I call for you by the taxi cab.
Well...
Careful now, Carson.
So.
It is decided, Monsieur Bruce.
Right.
Oh, I am so happy.
I'll meet you down there in a few minutes. Bye for now.
What is all this about? Sour one moment, sweet the next.
I aim to find out what it's all about.
Well, it's extremely odd.
Yes, it is.
Ah, hold steady a moment, Carson. This will be Angelo now. Hello?
Oh, Sir Giles?
Great thunderation.
What is it, sir?
What is it? Another cooing voice. Take it, man, take it.
Hey there, Sir Giles.
Carson here.
Oh, the very man I want. How are you, you old son of a gun?
Hitty? How am I? How do you think I am?
Well, I guess you've good cause to be mad at me, Bruce, but I want to see you right away and make it all up. What do you say?
What do I say? I'm caught between two fires. Two very strange fires. It was bewildering, all right. First Hetty spurns me, then Fay. Then Fay is all apology, and a few moments later, Hetty. Women will have their tantrums, but it seemed they were having them to a purpose in Operation Death Ray.